This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Police believe a lone suspect is responsible for shootings across parts of Denver and Lakewood Monday night that killed four people. They say the alleged shooter also died in an exchange with police. John Romero of the Lakewood Police Department says Denver and Lakewood are looking for a motive.
Our investigators have been working diligently with investigators from Denver Police Department. We will work together on this.
Three people were injured, including a Lakewood police officer. The semi-truck driver who was sentenced to 110 years for a fatal crash will have that long sentence reviewed, CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Jeffco District Attorney Alexis King says she wants to pursue a much lighter 20 to 30-year sentence for Royal Lozado Aguilera Medeiros. The truck driver had no previous criminal convictions prior to the 2019 accident. After the hearing Monday, she called the case and the public outrage it's inspired exceptional.
I understand and appreciate the frustration of those wanting an immediate result. I do. But I ask for your patience as we take steps provided for in law as we consider a new sentence.
The resentencing hearing will take place in mid-January in Golden. The driver, Aguilera Medeiros, as well as families of the four people who died in the crash, will be given a chance to weigh in. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
Performances of The Lion King are canceled again for today and tomorrow. A COVID outbreak among the cast and crew has shut down the show at the Denver Center for the Performing Arts. Ticket holders will be refunded. A performance this Thursday is still on for now. It's a mostly sunny day along the Front Range. Highs will be in the 40s around Metro Denver and Colorado Springs. Maybe a bit cooler tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.